To eat and drink without care in a tavern should have been heaven for a dwarf. But now, coming up on a week of the same repetitive actions, had turned Hangror Grimbo restless. The town was small, and his people-watching interests had waned in the first day or so, once he realized no trade routes came down this way. The barmaids had been nice enough to, for whatever reason, not charge him for his food and drink, so that was a plus.
"Hey, come on, brother. Where are you?" Hangror rhetorically asked himself.
Still no word from your brother, Master Dwarf.
The inquiry was sudden and unexpected. He hadn't been as quiet as he thought, but then again, quiet was never a dwarf's thing. He looked at her a bit solemnly and cracked what small smile he could. Whether she could see it through his now quite unkempt yet rather large beard was a mystery, but he didn't care.
"No, sadly not, lass."
She cleared his table and replaced his empty stein before giving him another of her large, warm smiles. She didn't say anything else, but he knew she cared if even slightly, and it somehow made him feel just a little better. The week had been much of the same, day in and day out. Another constant was the dragonborn that always appeared downstairs in the bar just after he did. She hadn't said much, nothing to him in fact, and that was a good thing. He didn't dislike dragonborn, but he didn't necessarily like them either. What he absolutely did not like was the elf that had also shown up recently. A bit of an odd one, that. Not dressed as haughty as he expected from an elf, and she hadn't lorded herself over everyone she met, but there was still something about her he didn't like. The only other living being, aside from the barmaid, that he consciously thought could be someone to talk to if his sanity threatened to jump the abyss, was...
"Mary! Oh, it be that time again!"
Right on cue. The only other dwarf in town. He was as a dwarf should be, short, dense, and loud, and it pleased Hangror. He hadn't introduced himself yet, as there'd been no need, but his curiosity was growing. The dwarf entered the tavern and sat in his usual spot. He needn't ask for a menu or be questioned as to what he wanted, as the food was already en route before he was comfortable in his chair. What came next was a gastrointestinal marvel, as the dwarf put away plate after plate and cup of food and drink. Not all of it made it to his mouth or down his gullet, maybe 70-30 mouth area to floor ratio, Hangror surmised. He sat back comfortably in his chair, the spectacle creeping a large smile across his face. He wasn't sure exactly how much time had passed. A half hour? Maybe a whole hour, but finally the dwarf seemed satiated. He stood, a little wobbly from the ale consumed during his breakfast romp.
All right then, lass. I'm off. You know where to find me,
he slurred. It seemed to take him as much time to get to the door as he had taken eating his morning meal. Hangror and the Dragonborn looked on. The rest of the customers in the tavern, obviously having been used to the display, went about their business and conversations.
Oi, lass, Hangror beckoned to the barmaid. Who's that?
Oh, him. That's Master Dalinor, Master Dwarf, she said matter-of-factly. He runs... Ran, the Adventurer's Guild here in town.
Hangror perked up at the mention of the guild.
Adventurer's Guild, you say?
And he ran it. Past tense, then. She nodded in agreement.
Oh, yes. As you've probably been able to gauge from your short stay here, not a lot of people come through, so there's not a lot of work outside the normal boring town stuff.
She was still wearing a smile.
That's a fact, he responded, his gaze still fixed on the open tavern door. Well then, it seems I'm off to see a dwarf about a matter. What do I owe you?
The song and dance were practiced now, but every morning he still offered, and every morning she gave him the same awkward look in response.
Oh, Master Dwarf, your money is no good here. No traders come through for us to spend it on, and we have all the ways necessary to keep ourselves alive and well. Keep it, for when you've left us behind.
Every time you say that, and every time it's no less solemn, lass. But as you will, have a good day.
She watched him hop off his chair and waddle out the tavern door, smiling as she began to clean his table.
The same goes for you as it has every morning, Mistress Dragonborn.
The barmaid didn't stop cleaning and preparing the table for the next customer as she responded.
Right. Thank you,
came the gruff response. The outside air always smelled so much nicer than any building she'd walked through, and this morning it greeted her in the same freshness it always did. Quite perplexed at not having found what she needed at the local alchemist, if she could call it that, Athea didn't notice the dwarf underfoot.
Oi! Watch where you're going, stupid elf!
The dwarf sneered as he kept marching along his intended path.
Stupid elves think they own every goddamned thing in the world!
His words drifted off as he made his way across the middle of town.
I'm sorry,
she yelled after him to no avail. He was already out of earshot. She turned and abruptly found herself bumped into yet another body, this one much taller than she.
Pardon me. Seems everyone is in a rush this morning.
She stepped back, dusting herself off and fixing the various tussled bits on her outfit.
The dwarf. Did you see which way he went?
She paused, still a bit confused from the confrontation.
The dwarf. He just came out of the tavern here. Did you see which way he went?
Was all she could get out as she lifted a finger to point in the direction he had sauntered off in.
Thank you,
was the curt reply as the person, a dragonborn she had now just realized, headed off in the same direction. She had been in town barely a week and all had been quiet up until now. But this morning everyone seemed mighty pushy. It denoted some urgency, so she followed quietly as best she could to investigate.
Oi, you in there, friend dwarf?
Haungor shouted as he knocked harshly on the thick wooden door. From inside came a series of unlocking noises, followed by the quick crack and slow creaking of the door opening.
Aye, who ye be?
Hopefully a friend. Name's Haungor, and I've been led to believe you run the Adventurers Guild here in town. Is that true?
Aye, indeed it is. Or it used to be.
No much work here nowadays. Anything for a soldier to take care of?
Inquired Haungor.
A soldier, you say?
Dalinor closed the door, the sounds of a few more locking mechanisms and chains unclasping following suit. The door opened and Dalinor shielded his eyes from the mid-morning sun beaming directly in.
It's been a while since I've been through me books, but come in. One thing does come to mind.
Haungor moved inside, slamming the door behind him. Dalinor didn't seem to notice, or didn't care. He moved quickly up a set of wooden steps behind a large desk that overlooked his lobby. Dust flew from various tomes as he blew heavily over them, brushing cobwebs aside at the same time. The tome opened with a loud thud as the sides hit the desk, right to where his marker had been left what looked like years ago.
Ah, here we are. Missing items, and eventually, a missing person.
Eventually?
The phrasing raised Haungor's eyebrow.
Aye. Series of reports, actually. It started with small items, turned into big items, and ended with another report filed by his wife, because he'd gone missing. Last report was several months ago, so I'm not sure if they've made peace with it yet or not, but you're keen to find out if you want the bill.
Aye. What harm could asking a wife about her husband do?